Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ
Smith
and International
Call. Hail, from the Neverland. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
And I'ma keep on smoking if I got supply. SLR
hope it is, people, because I'm out here motherfucking trash. I had to take off real quick, man. Y'all hold on. I got to come over here to the Circle K. Shout out to the Circle K. Damn, I'm tired of this. In this ragged ass bicycle I'm on. Gotta get some blush real quick, people. Shit. Shout out to Goofy Bonehead Langer. Oh. Hello. What's up, boss man? Taking that break. Oh. I love that certain kitten. Gotta get a little funk sound on there. Oh. I got some breath, people. I'm sorry. Oh. Hello. And I ain't ruined them by about 3 blocks, and I'm tired of them motherfuckers. Today is pomegranate. Let me see if they got some pomegranate. Oh, shit, they do. I'm in a Circle K, and they got raspberry and pomegranate. Shouts out to Steve's Frozen Chillers. Oh, that's what we're talking about today, pomegranate. The mystery special fruit. Oh. Hey, brother, how you doing? I get 2 white grapes. Yeah. There you go. What's going on? Appreciate it, man. Damn. Well, like I ain't rolled a bicycle. I just rode across from across the street. And I'm like I ain't rolled. Man, I feel like I ain't rolled in like 11 years.
One way to get here every morning.
Yeah? Gee. Man, I guess I'm slow and try to get back here too and do that. Thank you, my brother. You know. Damn. You older than me and shit. Ain't that a bitch? Well, we'll find out to you. I ride. Goddamn. The car shit. Fuck bad. All right, people, here we go. If that crosses the street. Shout out to, what was it, Family TLC? The Chinese people that came into the hood and set up shop over the motherfucking medical center and shit. They ain't doing massages, though. You know what I'm saying? Across the street. Hey. I'll be careful out here. These motherfuckers do not know how to drive. Tampa, Florida is home to some crazy motherfuckers. DLC Urgent Care Center, that's what it is. All right, they now open. And I know Wally Mark. It's on my pomegranate today because I'm trying some new shit. Got some motherfucking pomegranate in the refrigerator. It's a pomegranate with berries. And I actually heard about pomegranate off of the TV and shit. And I seen some shit in the Walmart. And since we've been on this organic movement, you know, trying to get everybody organic, to get on this organic drive, decided to go ahead and, you know, switch it up, get some of the juice. Now, goddamn juice, that shit, that was motherfucking, $7 a fucking, thing. You know, like a 2 liter, like $7 and shit. But it's straight, you know what I'm saying? It's not to be, you know, you don't drink it like fucking Kool-Aid. You drink one glass a day. You drink a glass a day. Which, because it say 8 servings to a bottle. So I figure, you know, that's a serving a day. So, you know, take a glass a day and see what it do. You know what I'm saying? I let everybody know by Monday. I should be done with it by Monday. And You know, that's the way to do it. It's supposed to be antioxidant, clean out the system, promotes your immune system, strengthening your immune system. This is always good. But this time, it's cooler than a motherfucker out here. I'm out here with a goddamn t-shirt on and shit. That motherfucker free. Yeah, shouts out to the bases in the hood, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta love them dudes, man, and them girls. You know, I'm riding on a $4 bicycle. Where do you get that at? Nowhere. Oh, not even on Bid 66. That's how I do. Yes, people, this is not a motherfucking stunt. I'm out here live in Tampa Bay, Florida. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We bring it to you live. We bring it to you real. In the field. That's where I'm at. I'm in the field. And in order for me to carry the show on, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do what you have to do. All right, that only took 30 minutes to go right across the street, which I could have jumped the motherfucking gate and walked over there in 2 minutes, but I decided to do otherwise. Uh-oh. Technical difficulty. All right. Shout out to old Mike, Mr. Mike Davis, doing his thing. About to make me motherfucking get a lawsuit around this guy. Got all these goddamn cords ran every fucking one. All right. Residential contract, I do home repairs. Call them, let's talk about what you need done. Bites is in insured. 813-909-9801. Holla at Mr. Mike Davis, LLC. Tell him, hey, the black guy in your complex. Yeah, he sent me your number. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only one in this motherfucker. He don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm just bullshitting people. I'm just bullshit. It's two other black people in here. All right. Whew. All right, gotta play a song there. And then motherfucker. All right, Viva. Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm gonna get it.
Timmy!
Dang. What's happening?
Hey, rolling on your two wheeler, huh?
Damn. Yeah, I gotta pour me a cup of pomegranate juice. Well, I can't even pour because I already dropped my serving for the day. Damn.
Yeah, juice for the pomegranate juice.
Yeah, I gotta get some water there. Yeah, pomegranate. That's what we're talking about today, people. Pomegranate and berries with resveratrol. There you go. Resveratrol.
Pomegranates were a luxury in the ancient times.
Was who?
Was a luxury.
Oh, yeah?
Granite.
What's talking about today? Texas, what's happening, Miss Teresa? What to do, girl?
Oh, not much, man. Hanging in there.
Yeah, what to do, don't do. Everything been going.
Everything's been going fine.
Oh, yeah, so I've got old party time. He'll probably be hanging out later on.
Yeah,
I had to go out, you know what I'm saying, and get me something to get my mind right. You know, they got this new mind right medicine over across the street, you know what I'm saying, called white grape. I had to go and pick me up a couple of them, you know, get my mind right.
Yeah.
No? And you ever heard of pomegranate?
No, I don't think so.
You never seen the commercials I think it was GNC. It was one of them people that was running like a special commercial, but it was selling, you know, pure pomegranate juice with no whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
late night, and they do like the acai berry. But then they came back and talking about some of the acai berry fucks you up. You know what I'm saying? The shit that they were selling.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, now I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that, too, people. Everything that they sell on TV ain't the good shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, shouts out to Bob. I'll do that real quick. Shout out to Group of Bowman, Hev Lane. We got Miss Teresa in the building. Everybody representing all sides, Washington, Texas. We got California, Florida, up in this yep, y'all around the world. And it's My Health, Your Health Monday. Presents pomegranate and resveratrol. There you go. Resveratrol. Yeah. And we're going to get into it in just a second. So I got to roll up and get my mind right. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
It's true.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? I love your voice. I listen to you all.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I work
I'm
hard.
I'm the street now.
Oh, I ain't hit it. My bad. Well, hey, Miss Trees, you know.
Oh!
Hey, how you
what's cracking, baby?
You came too fast.
My name is Day-Day, yeah, right?
Man.
This is my big hit ass cousin. You know, Bevo Lottie got more head than he got body. Check this out. I just spotted you right across from the lot, and I'm going to let you know it ain't your booty. It's your beauty.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Just letting you know.
We know better.
Oh. Real quick, Pibia. Y'all check this out. Y'all hit on your tech. Oh, I don't know why I be doing that. You know what I mean? Why the hell do you record a goddamn little ad? And you don't use the ads, you know what I'm saying? And let me use one of my little ads. Somebody calling me on the bat line. God damn it, I'm on the show. Be all right. I only answer the phone when I'm on the show.
So what are you doing for Christmas and New Year's?
New Year's. Oh, okay. Let's get right on over to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well,
yes, boy, you just smell so good. Regular game entertainment. Meeting everybody out there. To text 38909. That's Wild 94.1. And request Mr. John New. New hit single, I'm Max Beers. Repetitively.
38909, people, from your cell phones. All y'all cell phone users out there. Text it. And bam. It's going to send it right to the radio station. It's John New, I'm Max Beers. Need y'all to hit that up. State to state, country to country. Don't matter where you at. Get that shit on up. Thank you. Alright, I ain't doing nothing for Christmas. You know, I don't do the Christmas thing. You know what I'm saying? I go around and laugh at everybody because I'm going to be high and shit. And,
okay. On the New Year's, I know you're going to have a good time for New Year's stuff.
So. Yeah. New Year's, I want to throw them on. My thing at the club, but hell, I forgot New Year's is 2 weeks away. You know, shit.
Yeah.
You're so high, you know what I'm saying? I'll be forgetting when time is, you know? Fuck. It's all good. So,
yeah.
I'm probably bringing New Year's. I don't know if I'm going to do it at the club this year or, you know, bringing in with family. I brought it in with mom last year, so I'll probably switch it up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You working for the New Year and shit, but it's all good. Because I know if I be out there, my shit start up. Everybody be out there doing what it do.
Yeah.
I know I'll be working. It's all good.
Yeah.
That's my time, you know, to act tell all
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Yeah.
All right, I get to see them for free. They get mad, you know, I'll be.
I don't give a fuck.
And I keep it moving, you know what I mean? I keep it moving.
Yeah.
Oh.
No,
sorry.
You didn't.
Sorry.
You don't got no resolutions?
Oh, who? Resolutions.
Resolutions.
Hell, no, I make no motherfucking resolutions. Lord, please get me into this goddamn January 1st, and then I'll take care of everything else after that. You know what I'm saying? That's my resolution.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah.
All them other fake promises that you want to set up there, make yourself, knock yourself out. You need to set long-time goals, though. Just one-day solution, which is what a damn fucking New Year's resolution is. If you don't do it that one day, you ain't going to do it the rest of the year. So, I mean, if you don't start, you know what I'm saying? If you don't start working out January 1st, that's why you make the resolution. You don't talk about, well, I'm going to start working out and get my health right next week into the new year. That defeats the fucking purpose. January 1st starts out the new year. Wipe this goddamn, wash all your goddamn dishes, clothes, get your fucking house clean, so you bring in a clean new year. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole purpose. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what
Hello,
the hell?
I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Okay, Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
You know, I know when people sneak in the back, though, you know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers be, hair be dripping and shit, you know?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I'm just trying to make it to see New Year. You know, if I make it to then, I'm good.
Yeah, what's happening? What the hell, you want to be beamed up, motherfucker? Yeah, you could have
beamed yourself.
You got some
retraction.
I can't just creep through the window and out of space. You know what I'm talking about?
Could have beamed yourself in. You got the damn...
I don't know where the fuck the beam button's at on your shit, man. What's up, brother? Happy Monday.
Hey, matter of fact, hey, I'm going to be upgrading you, and you're going to be part of the bridge, so you're going to get special privileges to have access to the switchboard to play around and upload some of your special files like that. And you will get from behind the look at what we do and how it really goes down. What we do. I ain't got my dramatic music. Sorry, people.
Nelly, I linked a song for you to download and play.
Oh, you did?
Kind of music.
I had to use people that, you know, I know it was a little off. You know what I'm saying?
Save the clock tower! Save the clock tower!
It's always funny when you hear, you know? Fuck it. Wait a minute, did you say you uploaded the file?
Yeah, I uploaded Gang of Music.
Oh, yeah, you did. Boss Squad.
Play that Black and Purple song. That's their version. Because he's involved with they're called the Black Grapes Music Collection, and you know that song Black and Yellow.
Yeah.
Well, they're Black and Purple, so they made a song on it. I think it's better than the other song.
Wiz Khalifa made the Black.
Yeah, Wiz
Khalifa.
Black and Yellow.
All right.
Hey, is it true that fool has a dick tattooed on his neck?
He got a what?
The other day, because I never heard that, so I don't listen to mainstream music. You know what I'm saying? I listen straight nothing but independent music. So it's like somebody came up to me and they were like, hey, you heard that song, Black and Yellow? I was like, no. And then he was telling me about the guy, and then he's like, yeah, this guy's got a dick tattooed on his neck. I was like, he's got a dick tattooed on his neck.
What?
I guess he's a dick.
he got what you call it, he's a skater, I think they said. But yeah, no,
he's a skater?
Something like that, I don't know. It was like it was a club there for all the independent artists to come and, you know, meet each other and all that, da, da, da. I don't like being in the spotlight and shit, so I went. And, man, there's a lot of people there, man. They heard about the radio. I was like, fuck. Yeah, that's me. You know what I mean? Like, what do you want to do?
Just talk to you like a
few. Hey, I got to send you over the flyer, man. You know, I'm doing, I got the flyer, a little flyer made up. It ain't, you know, everybody can use it. Universal, you switch the name up. Now I'll switch the name up for you and send you your own shit if you want to do that. But I got a promotional flyer, you know what I'm saying? So Blog Talk is going to be charging $30 a month. God damn it. I'm charging $30 a month. We got a promotional package up for the artists, you know what I'm saying? You know, to get your music played, stream, email, blasted, all that kind of good stuff. You know, $30 a month, which I think is really a stupid of a deal, but, you know, in order to cover just the radio calls, hey, there you go. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do.
Well, my production team came up with a silver package, a gold package, a platinum package, and a diamond package. Because we're going to go way all out for the independent artist now.
Yeah. Well, let's share packages. We'll share packages.
We haven't got the numbers down yet. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
It's just that is, last night we went to the Raider game yesterday. We got all fucked up. And then when we were all coming home, we were talking about it. And then we got down to the point where we got to the silver package, the gold package, the platinum package, and the diamond package. But we don't got nothing else. You know what I'm talking about? We're all fucked
up.
Package. You know what I'm saying?
We got
the packages. But we don't got the info yet. But it's coming. Don't even trip.
All right. But no,
at that independent, I don't know what the fuck they called it. It was like an indie club where all the indie artists. Well, anyways, I got in contact with a bunch of radio stations like in Central California. So they were like, damn, you got that many people? I was like, yeah. I was like, so now it's like I shoot them, whoever pays, and they'll play them on actual AM, FM radio.
Right. Well, that's how it's supposed to be, though. You ain't nothing but a damn, you ain't nothing but
a middleman.
I'm
a middleman.
Yeah, but what they call them? Not PR, A&R. You like the A&R rep. You know what I'm saying? That's really what you is.
I hate all these fucking these tags on you. Motherfucker, Goofy Bones a gangster. That's all I am. I happen to be.
No, I'm just saying that's what an A&R rep does though. He takes music.
No, people were tagging
and sends
me
it to radio stations though. Not the radio station, the record player.
No, when I was talking to everybody, they were like, oh, so you do this and you're a production. You do this and you do that, and I'm like, no. I just do it to do it. You know what I mean?
That's the name of it, though. When you start getting all, you know, trying to make yourself look big, you can make yourself look real big. Now, you can say, well, I'm a director. I'm the program director for Regular Game Radio for 186 Deuce, Regular Game Radio, because, you know what I'm saying, you work on both stations. You know what I'm saying? So I work on two different radio stations. I'm the damn, playlist manager. You know what I'm saying? You fucking put all these old crazy-ass names in. I'm a goddamn engineer, goddamn fucking everything. You know what I'm saying? Voiceovers. It's so much shit you can really just blow up. That's what motherfuckers do. They blow up a lot of shit. They ain't doing shit. But they blow it up, you know what I'm saying, to like, well, yeah, okay, damn,
well, I don't know. They kept telling me, oh, you a producer, and because you know I do everything by myself.
Yeah.
So they were
so you
like, when I was telling
shit.
Them that
you do, you produce
they,
your
they
own.
They kept
show.
Telling me, oh, so you were like when I was I'll tell them one about I shoot my own video with a green screen and all that. Oh, so you a director? I was like, no, you know this is what I do. This is just me.
Well, we do. It's full of love, baby.
I'm telling you, it's weird, people, but hey, play that Black and Purple song. I like that song.
This, my Squatch, Pretty J, Fingers, yeah.
No, it's Pretty Boy with J Figures. I'm sorry, I wrote that wrong.
Oh, well, yeah, Fingers and shit.
Black Gray Hood. You know what it is. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple. Black, gray, good. You know what to hear. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple. Yeah, y'all know what it is. Black Grapes Collection, we do it big. Yup, built from the ground up. Now we off to running, y'all with the mound up. Y'all niggas ain't, cause you know we the flies clear. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple. We from the streets, don't get it twisted, cause we with the shit. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple. This the blackout, we taking over here. The cuz OGs to kill the game, got 5 years. Plus J and Vibes, music collection in your ear. Fuck with the cars, cause we stay moving out here. Watch what the weight do. Money we getting to get your fucking screws loose. I mean your top notch, shit that'll make your heart stop. Black Grapes, shit the mob. Ladies come and get a bar. So get the step in if you ain't about the business. Mama praying for me cause my thoughts real twisted. I'm all in the main, like fuck what you bang. Boys to keep it 100 cause Black Grapes is the gang. Yeah, y'all know what it is. Black Grapes Collection, we do it big. Yup, from the ground up, now we off to running, y'all bit the mound up, y'all niggas ain't, cause you know we the flies clear, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, we from the streets, don't get it twisted, cause we with the shit, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black stripe, hard as the paint, check the bloodline, let them haters hate, and when I hit the spot, I'm with Black Grapes, make them panties drop, we just got taste. Fingers inside, I'm Mr. Shocker too. The street team all locked, mob mobbing through. Came from the bottom, bitch, check my score. MMXB, the game is ours. Yeah, y'all know what it is. Black Grapes Collection, we do it big. Yup, built from the ground up. Now we off to running, y'all bit the mound up. Y'all niggas ain't, cause you know we the flies clear. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple. We from the streets, don't get it twisted, cause we with the shit. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple. Black Grapes fitted, from head to toe. Head to toe. I'm so fashionable, look at my clothes. At my we got clothes. The flash thread, the flash music. Hop on the plane, before you lose it. We on that street hustle, street we train the streets. So if y'all feel me, throw up your beat. There ain't no suit whooping, there ain't no cousins here. It's that black rag with that purple glare. Y'all stop and stare, y'all so amazed. It's by squatching, I'm the voice of Black Grapes. Let's keep this moving, pushing to the other side. I got my brothers with me, ready to ride. Black Grapes, you know what it is. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple. Black Grapes, you know what it is. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple. Yeah, y'all know what it is. Black Grapes Collection, we do it big. Yup, built from the ground up. Now we off to running, y'all bit the mound up. Y'all niggas ain't, cause you know we the flies clear. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple. We from the streets, don't get it twisted, cause we with the shit. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, black and purple.
I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. Yeah, I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I got good pussy. I'm that bitch. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that bitch. I don't take shit. I'm that bitch. Damn right. That's why. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I'm that bitch. I got good pussy.
Who's that?
your whole damn crew. I got DJ Trance on the 1, 2, 2. Give me one of the best out this paper. Don't give a fuck about you haters. What my letters are about these papers. Don't give a fuck about you haters. Who the baddest up in the club? I'm that bitch, I'm that big cat. Who the baddest up in the club? I'm that bitch, I'm that big cat.
I'm that bitch,
you the shit.
I'm that bitch.
Right here provided to you in part by Miss Heavenly Angel. And yeah. 11 benefits of pomegranate juice. Eat this. This is from healthdiaries.com. Y'all can go and check it out for yourself. And they give you a couple of good things. Now, I'm going to tell you, the pomegranate look nasty than a motherfucker, though. Like a brain. Yeah. But it tastes good. Is that part of your diet? You have, or do you ever drink any pomegranate juice?
You got it beamed up in here?
Mm-hmm. I just beamed up.
Oh, you did? I didn't even hear. Personally, I love pomegranate juice. I drink it all the time with the raspberry. I don't like it just by itself. Gotta have the raspberry. But it's expensive.
Hell yeah. This is a blend of grape, pear, apple, black cherry, pomegranate, blueberry, and cranberry, and reconstituted juices with added nutrients. Supports cardiovascular health, youthful appearance, and antioxidant levels.
Nice.
It has no 100% fruit juice, no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial sweeteners or colors, and no added sugar.
Have you tried just by the fruit? It's a pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Literally?
Literally.
Now, this is the first product I ever seen that says use within 10 days of opening. So, see, this is why I say it's not something that you just keep stored up.
Right. There's no preservatives in it either, so.
Right. Well, that too. Okay. So that's why.
We'll start fermenting and, going in another direction.
Turn it into that wine, people. They don't want to make it. Start making wine around this motherfucker.
Pomegranate wine.
Hey, got to think about
it. Did you get your buck yet? Is your buck ready?
Oh, yeah, I got my buck. I meant to say that today. I got my watermelon buck. Shout out to my homeboy Pretty Man. Got some watermelon buck sitting up. I still got it sitting up, though. I got it. It's in the sun. I'm just letting it cook off a little bit more. Get a little bit more stank. You know what I'm saying? Stank, Ow!
Well, I threw a few posts in there if you wanted to touch base on pomegranate.
Yeah, this is the first one that one of the ones you dropped in there. Pomegranate juice has become popular in the past few years, but does it really live up to the hype? It looks like it. Several recent studies have shown significant potential health benefits from drinking pomegranate juice, and here are only 11 of probably about a million, first off, it fights breast cancer. Ding, 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 ding. Studies in Israel show that pomegranate juice destroys breast cancer cells while leaving healthy cells alone. It may also prevent breast cancer cells from forming. Why the fuck don't y'all motherfuckers say go on a strict diet of straight fucking pomegranate juice then?
Yeah, There you go. Spread the word, baby.
You feel me? It might, you might be having to pay for it, but damn, sometimes you got to pay for what you get. You know what I'm saying?
Out of the
you
Garden
pay
of
for
Eden.
What you get. Oh. I thought I hung up on. Lung cancer prevention. Studies in mice show that pomegranate juice may inhibit the development of lung cancer. Yeah, I'll be buying this every week. slows your prostate cancer. It slowed the growth of prostate cancer in mice.
Wow.
Keeps PSA levels stable. In a study of 50 men who had undergone treatment for prostate cancer, 8 ounces of pomegranate juice per day kept PSA levels stable, reducing the need for further treatment, such as chemotherapy or hormone therapy. Come
Hello.
On, people.
That's what I'm saying. Eat organic.
Come on, people.
Exercise. Eat whole
protects
food.
Protects the neonatal brain. Studies show that maternal consumption of pomegranate juice may protect the neonatal brain from damage after injury. What the fuck is neonatal brain?
Neonatal what?
Neonatal brain.
That's an infant's brain.
Oh. Oh.
Before birth?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So protect your baby from getting brain damage and shit. You know? All right. What says after injury, though? What that mean?
After injury? Well, if they have injury, if they're born premature.
Oh, okay.
Not sure exactly how they're using it, though. I mean, they use that.
Huh.
You know? It's a lot of brain damage in kids. I don't know what we're really talking about there.
Prevention of osteoarthritis. Several studies indicate that pomegranate juice may prevent cartilage deterioration. It also protects the arteries. It prevents plaque from building up in the arteries and may reverse previous plaque buildup. Come on, people. Alzheimer's disease prevention. It may prevent and slow Alzheimer's disease. In one study, mice bred to develop Alzheimer's disease were given pomegranate juice. They accumulated significantly less amyloid plaque than control mice, and they perform mental tasks better. Damn. It lowers your cholesterol. It lowers the LDL, which is bad cholesterol, and raises HDL, which is good cholesterol. It also lowers your blood pressure. One study showed that drinking 1.7 ounces of pomegranate juice per day lowered systolic blood pressure by as much as 5%. And last but not least, dental protection. Research suggests that drinking pomegranate juice may be a natural way to prevent dental plaque. So you ain't got to brush your teeth. Well, yeah, you still need to brush your teeth. You know, gargle with some pomegranate juice. Bam. You know. All right, let's see what else we got. We got 22 facts. Let's get on 22. This is Mo from Eat This. Same website. Let's get something all a little smooth here. Let's see if we get something a little smooth. The pomegranate is native to Iran, Saudi Arabia, northern India, Bengal, and southern Asia, and is cultivated widely throughout the Middle East, India, Southeast Asia, and parts of Africa. There are over 760 varieties of pomegranate, and pomegranate remains dating back to 1000 BC have been found in Transcaucasia.
Right. How many types of pomegranate?
1000 BC.
Sorry.
Oh, it's over 760 varieties.
760 varieties? Wow, I only thought there was one.
No. Damn. Ancient Egyptians were often buried with pomegranates. A large dry pomegranate was found in the tomb of Dehuti, the butler of Egypt's queen Hatshepsut. The city of Granada, Spain, is named after the Spanish word for pomegranate, which is Granada. The city's heraldic device is the pomegranate. In early English, the pomegranate was called the apple of Granada, and pomegranates are mentioned numerous times in the Bible. Exodus 28, verses 33 through 34 says that the images of pomegranate should be woven onto the hem of the robe worn by the Hebrew high priest. A Jewish tradition teaches that the pomegranate is a symbol of righteousness because its 613 seeds correspond with the 613 commandments of the Torah. However, the number of seeds in a pomegranate varies. Yeah, how the fuck? Pomegranate is one of the seven species. Shavat, how many names? Seven fruits and grains named in the Hebrew Bible as being native to Israel. Many scholars believe it was a pomegranate rather than an apple that tempted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. In the Quran, pomegranates are named as one of the fruits that will grow in the gardens of paradise. In Hinduism, the pomegranate symbolizes prosperity and fertility. And the English word pomegranate comes from the Latin words for apple, which is pomum, or apple, and seeded, which is granatus. The pomegranate was an emblem in the coat of arms of Catherine of Aragon, Henry VIII's first wife. Didn't know that, and didn't care, but okay. And when Anne Boleyn took her place as Henry's wife, she changed the emblem to an image of a white dove pecking at a pomegranate. The pomegranate was introduced to California by Spanish settlers in 1769. And Thomas Jefferson planted pomegranates at Monticello in 1771. These are all fun facts, but they ain't none of these healthy facts. You know what I'm saying? Look for some healthy facts. All right, let's get into the healthy shit. Where's the healthy shit at? Okay, that does prove that everybody and their mama been using pomegranates for this or that. You know what I'm saying? Who is Philo? That's something you just sent me?
You talking about the song?
Yeah.
It's an independent artist. And I love his song. I Get High.
Oh, that'll work.
I gave you the download link. I sent it to you over the weekend on Facebook. You and Goofy Bomb.
Oh. But yeah, since it's an email,
good.
Woman. Email, woman. Email.
I know.
Email.
Next time. Put the list. I'll send it to you.
This is more info coming from sweet101.com, provided by Miss Heaven Angel. And this is pomegranate health benefits. Pomegranate is a superfood full of cancer-fighting antioxidants. Pomegranate health benefits range beyond fighting cancer, however, aiding the whole body. Pomegranates originate in the Middle East but are now grown throughout the world. They are the size of large oranges with reddish-pink leathery skin protecting a white membrane. Attached to this membrane are small seed sacs surrounded by a red pulp, and recent studies reveal that eating this pulp and consuming other pomegranate products can contribute immensely to good health. Pomegranate nutrition contains many vitamins and nutrients necessary for the body to function properly and stay healthy in the long run. One medium-sized fruit contains 100 calories, 1 gram of dietary fiber equal to 4% of the recommended daily value, 4% recommended doses of vitamin A, 15% daily value of vitamin C, 2% daily value of iron. And this is just naturally in the fruit. These vitamins are important to daily body functions, but the most important health benefits of pomegranates are antioxidants. Pomegranates contain 3 times as many antioxidants as red wine and green tea. In fact, they contain the most antioxidants of any natural food.
More than blueberries, huh?
Damn. They ain't even mentioned blueberries, so what'd that tell you? Damn. Health benefits. The human body contains free radicals, which are unstable molecules that can damage DNA and cell membranes. This smoke often leads to cancer and other diseases such as Alzheimer's. Antioxidants fight these free radicals and prevent these diseases. Eating pomegranates, which contain antioxidants such as polyphenols, tannins, and anthocyanins, can therefore lower a person's risk of cancer, Alzheimer's, and premature aging. That's why they say it make you look good, people. I'm going to let you know in a week. I'm drinking one cup a day. One fucking cup a day. I'll let you know Monday. That'll be my every day. Furthermore, these antioxidants clear arteries of plaque, preventing heart disease and lowering blood pressure and the risk of stroke. And they also help decrease the chance of bad breath and gum disease. And they so consuming pomegranates or pomegranate products also reduces dental plaque buildup. And in addition, pomegranates contain an element that combats the enzyme that eats away at cartilage. This delays the onset of osteoarthritis, and the fruit also contains anti-inflammatory qualities which would treat the disease after onset. So recent studies also show that eating pomegranates can increase libido in both men and women. So you can get your yang up.
Well.
Oh, yeah. You can get the yang up, people, off of it. All right. So if you're having problems getting your thing up, start eating you some pomegranate.
Yang and the yang.
Eating you some pomegranate juice. Girl, I just ate a whole pomegranate juice.
Get your juices on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pomegranate products. The most direct means of consuming pomegranate is, of course, through eating the fruit itself. In the United States, fresh pomegranates become available from September to December, and contributing the fruit's nickname as the jewel of winter. A person trying pomegranate for the first time, however, may be intimidated by the fruit, not knowing how to eat it properly. In order to get at the good stuff, she should or he should make vertical incisions in the rind and pry the fruit open. This will expose the seeds, which they can then pluck from the white membrane and eat whole. It seems like too much work. Pomegranate juice health benefits rank equally with the fruit itself. This is a tasty alternative, also containing many antioxidants. Those who wish to consume the pomegranate in this form can either press the seeds themselves or look into purchasing the juice from companies like Palm Wonderful. This is also a cheap alternative to purchasing the fruit, which can be expensive in some cases. Well, the goddamn juice is expensive, people. The shit is $7 for a 64-ounce of this shit. So,
well, that's pretty cheap there.
Damn.
Well, if you get the organic kind, it's like $15 for a bottle.
So what the hell is the difference between that and the organic kind?
There's no pesticides. It's grown in soil that is pesticide-free. That's all I know.
Those wishing to gain the health benefits of pomegranates without the added sugar in juice or the hard work may consider purchasing pomegranate supplements. These come in capsules from containing pomegranate extract, and these supplements have the added benefit of reducing dental plaque because of the antibacterial quality of the extract. And see, I was thinking about that for my mom, but then I looked at it, and, you know, I just had to figure out her sugar level, because it's got 27 grams of sugar in it.
Ooh.
So, you know, that might be a lot of sugar for a diabetic, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I think so. She can dilute it, maybe.
Yeah, so.
Throughout the day?
You know. Yeah, well, mix it in with water.
Does she have any amounts of sugar, or she can't have
Yeah,
any?
She can have an amount, you know what I'm saying? It's an amount, okay. But then she has got to test her levels to see where her levels be.
Right, but she can dilute it.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention named the pomegranate fruit of the month, describing its benefits and even suggesting a recipe for the fruit. BBC did a piece on the history of pomegranate consumption. Wow, where's the recipe at? Let's if you can cook with it. You know what I'm saying? Add it to your, add it to something. I don't know.
They do look like little jewels, you know, when you open it up.
Yeah.
Sparkly
little
gems.
They do look like little, yeah, they do. That's hard, yeah. Wow.
They're a pain, though, to get out.
Oh, the little seeds are?
Yeah. They're hard to get out. I can see why it's so expensive.
Just to eat the fruit. And you
right.
got to get the seeds out.
Yeah, and it's like they're glued in there almost. Pulp around it that holds it all together inside. It kind of wraps around, it forms around the seeds.
All right, well, check this out. Pomegranates are available, blah, blah, blah. Select fruit that is heavy for its size with bright, fresh color and blemish-free skin. You can refrigerate whole pomegranates for up to 2 months or store them in a cool, dark place for up to a month. Pomegranate seeds packed in an airtight container and stored in the freezer will keep for up to 3 months. And pomegranates, this is the uses in preparation, are versatile fruit and can be used as a garnish on sweet and savory dishes or pressed to extract the juice. To use a pomegranate, cut it in half and pry out the pulp and case seeds, removing any of the light-colored membrane that adheres. The juice can stain your clothes, so be sure to wear an apron or clothing that you don't mind getting stained. First, you cut the crown end of the pomegranate, which is the head of it, and then you lightly score the rind in several places, which is means cut it in several places around the body. Immerse the fruit in a bowl of water and soak it for 5 minutes. Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that. That's interesting. That's good to know. Yeah,
that's to loosen it up. Then you will hold the fruit underwater and break sections apart and separating seeds from membrane. Seeds will sink while rind and membrane float.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
You will skim off and discard membranes and rind. And then you pour seeds into a colander, drain and pat dry. Recipes are pomegranate and banana salad, which serves four. Each serving equals 1 cup of fruit or vegetables, and the source is pomegranate council. Ingredients are 2 pomegranates, chilled, 4 bananas, 1 tablespoon of palm sugar or brown sugar, 2 limes or 1/4 cup of freshly squeezed lime juice. You mix together the juice and the lime and a tablespoon of sugar. Adjust sweetened and sour to taste. Score and seed both pomegranates, freeing the seeds. Mound the pomegranate seeds in the center of the salad plates and slice the bananas around the perimeter of the seeds. Drizzle with the prepared lime dressing and serve. This nutrition analysis gives 83 calories, 1 gram of protein, no fat. Calories from fat is 0%, no cholesterol. 2 grams of fiber, 21 grams of carbohydrates, and 7 grams of sodium. Well, here, this is for you. I'm going to drop this for you. You need this. There you go. Boop, 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 boop. There you go.
So it helps, sir.
Bam.
Prostate and breast.
Everything. That's a recipe for you. That's a recipe. You can go to apps.nccd.cdc.gov, and they got a recipe book that you can actually use to mix up different fruits and vegetables to make good stuff. So go there and check that out. Shout out to the CDC for doing something healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
It's going
yeah,
down,
you know
people. Top of the hour, top of the hour. And I got to go.
Bye, baby.
nothing good on TV. You haven't had your afterwork, social sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
Nutty News, goddammit. Y'all already know what time it is. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And I do mean the world. Oh. All right. Let's get into it. We start now in Russia, which I was just watching. What the hell was I just watching? James Bond movie or something about Russia? I was just watching something about Russia. I forgot what the hell it was. It'll come back to me in a second. But what the hell I was just watching? The movie, Hitman. That's what it was. I was just watching The Hitman. And that movie was based out of Russia and shit. Good movie, though. If y'all ain't seen that, make sure y'all go and check out The Hitman. And over here in Russia, trained bears go into hibernation during road trip. Four trained bears of the touring circus went into hibernation during a road trip to a venue in the Russian Far East. It took us 8 days to cover the distance because the truck broke down on the way. The situation was further aggravated by extremely low temperatures, which forced the trainer to give the dormant bears large quantities of strong tea and chocolate candies to stop them from falling asleep. Is that fucking helpful for the goddamn bear? You giving them goddamn no-dos and shit?
That's crazy.
They supposed to naturally fall asleep?
That just sounds like animal abuse to me.
That's what that just sounded like. How you going to deprive, you going to sleep deprivate a goddamn bear? Because you don't want them to motherfucking go, you don't, what? Tell you what, people, let's start this thing off early, shall we?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. And we're moving on. Over here in Georgia, police officer ordered dog to stop, and the dog did not stop. Should have shot his ass. Pow! Oh, sorry. Sorry. Told you to stop, motherfucker. Clayton County police officer was on foot patrol on North Shore Drive when the dog jumped off a porch and started barking and running toward the officer. The officer ordered the dog to stop, and when it didn't, the officer shot and killed the animal in his yard. Damn. The dog was killed about 25 feet from his spot on the front porch. Close to her front door, he was not on a leash. Damn. Well, that's the owner's fault, though. Yeah, man, shouldn't let you. Well, I mean, if you know the dog, you know what I'm saying, is prone to run out after people, well, you should have that motherfucker on the leash. But here's to your dog. I ain't got no dumbass dog awards, but you know. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get shot on your day off. Oh.
Shout out to Puddin' Pie, one of your listeners. I'm still writing down the list here. Working on
that. That's going to be your day. If people, we start a new segment here on Tuesday time to shout outs. Tuesday time for shout outs is going to be brought to you part by Miss Heavenly Angel, who's going to be giving you all the 20,000 listeners. She's going to be shouting y'all out. She's going to miss it. She shout all y'all out. So, David, I'm leaving up to that task. I'm giving a whole every Tuesday. The goddamn starting in January. So starting for the new season. You know, well, actually the new season starts in February. So when the new season starts, it's going to be featuring Miss Heavenly Angels Tuesday time for the shout outs. So yeah, y'all look out for that. Make sure you send in, get your name in. Stop by the show to get your name in, get shouted out. That's all you got to do is come
out over 500 right now.
All right. All you got to do is come by the show, people. Come by the show. Check it out. Hang out for a little while. Visit it. Bam. You'll be locked into history. Or her story. Yeah, there you go. Her story. Yeah. That makes sense. Over here in China, woman adopts 1,500 stray dogs. I bet she did. I bet you she did. See, that's some goddamn restaurant was low. You know what I'm saying?
Jumped out of there.
Ah, fuck that. Ain't no goddamn stray dogs in China.
Yummy for your tummy.
Oh, man. Fucked up, man. Ha Wenjin of Tangquan County, Nanjing, China, is a good Samaritan beyond any definition of the word. She has relinquished her job, her home, her jewelry, and her car to adopt more than 1,500 stray dogs. She used the funds she got from the sale of her worldly goods to establish an unofficial dog rescue center. And at first, I did this in my spare time. But as I gathered more and more abandoned pets, I had to work full time for them, said Mrs. Wenjin. Wow.
Okay.
You get applause for that. That's noble. That's very noble of you. You know what I'm saying? Had too many people doing that. Damn sure not. That's weird for China, a Chinese person. You know what I'm saying? To be taken in a delicacy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but here's a all right, let's get a little Florida style up in here. Oh yeah, we're in Florida, people. Where old woman tries to stab cops with keys after third stop.
That sounds about right.
How we get down. Fucking right.
Old he wasn't people. Drinking.
Nah. You know old people don't drink and drive.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that.
Right. Deputies in Flagler County said a 74-year-old woman tried to stab them with her car keys. Flagler County investigators arrested Elizabeth Milanick after the Palm Coast woman got caught speeding and then became abusive and violent and drove off. The woman drove off again after being stopped the second time. And according to officials, Milanick tried to get physical after she was pulled over a third time. Why the fuck ain't nobody tasering this bitch? You know, man. Y'all letting this bitch blatantly run off. See, man. People, that was a black person. They would have got their ass tased the first time. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were trying to pull off. That motherfucker, I was getting my license. Fucking thing happening. Oh, in New York. Well, I'm sorry. I guess I should give her an award, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
She did pull all three times. You know what I'm saying?
What's about to say?
lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And, for getting caught the
first time. God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah.
Oh, behave.
I mean... All righty. In New York, man takes a cigarette break. Cops take him to psych ward. Okay. A pair of blundering cops mistook a downtown man's cigarette break for a suicide attempt.
Oh, wow.
A lawyer enjoying a puff on the sill of his second-floor apartment window says he was wrestled to the floor by cops who hauled him off to the loony bin. He was shocked when a police car rolled up and two cops jumped out. Are you about to commit suicide? One cop asked. The 40-year-old trial of a scoff. If I jump from here, I just sprained my ankle. This is on the second floor, people. Come the fuck on, man. Come the fuck on. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I break
not
a leg.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
That's for the damn police, because that's some passed up ass shit. But I do believe they do that, you know. But it's all good, you know, because that's how they get awarded. Over in Israel, Air Force sonic booms ignite crocodiles' sex drive. Boom! Sonic booms created by Israeli Air Force planes breaking the sound barrier have stimulated the sex drive of a group of crocodiles on a local farm. The males have already begun their mating calls reserved for the crocodiles' spring mating season. David Golan of the Hamat Gadar crocodile farm in the Golan Heights believes the reptiles were responding to the sonic booms, wrongly believing they were calls of rival males encroaching on their territory.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, people.
You're taking a deep breath, are you?
Some foreign substances in there. It happens, it happens time to time on the show. Oh, shit. Still in Florida. Inmate drives out in a corrections van. That's how we get down. An inmate escaped from the Central Florida Reception Center in Orlando, also known as CFP. I guess, I don't know, it just sounded good, you know. And it is believed that fled in a white Florida corrections van. The escapee was identified as 35-year-old James Russell. He has a mole on the left side of his face, no bottom teeth, and was last seen wearing a blue prison inmate jumpsuit, driving a white Ford E350, a 15-passenger van bearing a yellow Florida corrections tag, DC7217.
Yeah,
miss him. Yeah, they don't have a update on it, so I guess he's still on the loose.
I guess he ain't smiling, you know, he's toothless.
Yeah, I wonder how your teeth got knocked out. Liquor, she'll love it. All right. In Sweden, man breaks into home and licks the arm of a sleeping woman.
What?
right. A Swedish burglar suspect swears he has no idea how he wound up in the home of a couple licking the arm of a sleeping woman. The 22-year-old man, whose name was not released, told police in eastern Sweden he had a little too much to drink and didn't remember anything about his alleged break-in. In fact, he demanded to know who the strangers were and why they were in his house.
Yeah,
you were definitely past drunk.
Yeah.
But you had a little more than just some alcohol, apparently. People
that are living out of fantasy, who knows?
You know what I'm saying? But either way, you get a motherfucking award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Licking an arm, people. Understand what we're saying here. You wake up and your wife is got a man licking her arm. What do you do? What do you do? Ladies, what do you do? What do you do? If you were single, what would you do, ladies? What would you do? You know what I'm saying? Would you say, hey, you're in the wrong position? Oh! I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. But would you? Oh. That's not my arm. Oh. Over in Pakistan, I don't know how the hell they did this, but smart car is loaded with 19 students. Ain't no motherfucking way. Students in Pakistan set a new world record by packing 19 students inside a standard smart car. Students from Karachi Grammar School were among the 19 packed into the tiny vehicle, breaking a previous record of 18 set in January in Australia, Geo News reported. Who the fuck would care about how many motherfucking clowns can fit into a goddamn clown car?
They've been doing that for
3 fucking years. You know, like y'all just started some new shit. Yeah, I can show you goddamn 30 clowns get out of a Yugo. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. Yeah, what the hell? That breaking rail. And that smart car. You know what I'm saying? That is amazing to me, though, because I tell you, I can't sit in that motherfucker comfortably. You know, it's just me.
Yeah.
But that extra small. In South Carolina, this is noble. Man repays unemployment benefits. All right. Fucking right. A man who collected about $1,100 in unemployment benefits nearly 50 years ago has repaid California $10,000, officials said. Dennis Ferguson, 74, lived in California 46 years ago and collected unemployment for about 5 months. Now living in South Carolina, Ferguson said he wanted to thank California for the help he received, and that $10,000 seemed like a round number. Damn. Are you balling like that? Man. Well, see, he's paying taxes back. Well, that's cool. I ain't give you no award because you talking about paying taxes and shit. That's just done to me, but all right. Well, I guess that's you pay back unemployment benefits. Okay. That's a little bit different, people. Wish you all some love. Sure, some love. Just a little love, you know.
Gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, my bad. I guess they don't want to show no love. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Over in Indiana, man brings a club to a sword fight. people that always say don't never bring a sword to a gunfight. But, yeah. Who the fuck cares around clubs? You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
Man was inside his home when he became upset that headlights from a car on the street were shining into his bedroom. That's when police say he got into a fight with the man in the car. The man from the house eventually picked up a wooden club, and the man from the car pulled out a samurai sword. The man with the sword sliced off three fingers from the man with the club. Damn! Yeah, you want to play around, huh? You want to fucking play around, bitch. Take that, bitch. Damn. Oh, we got to do two things, people. We got to give him an award and give him an award for to say goodbye to his fingers.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Oh, man. Hey, brother. Put your fingers up, man. Let me see your fingers. Oh, man, I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry, I guess that was wrong. Dumbass motherfucker. Come out with a club. You at home, you won't come out. You won't come out with a knife. You come up with a wooden club. I'll come out with a knife. You gonna do something. But that still would probably fuck you up. You got a samurai sword. So, yeah. And unless you're a good swordsman, yeah. You don't think you want to be fucking around. In Iowa, a brain anomaly leaves woman fearless. Researchers who have studied a woman with a missing amygdala, A-M-Y-G-D-A-L-A, amygdala. The part of the brain developed to generate fear. Report that their findings may help improve treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder and other anxiety disorders. The human study confirming that the almond-shaped structure is crucial for triggering fear. Researchers monitored a 44-year-old woman's response to typically frightening stimuli such as snakes, spiders, horror films, and a haunted house, and asked about traumatic experiences in her past. Damn. How does that... I don't know. Not going into that area, people. Not even going there. Leave that alone. In New York, IRS agent is accused of stealing tax refund. Fuck you gonna steal taxes? You're IRS. Ah, no, the IRS stealing taxes. Right. Most taxpayers feel like Uncle Sam is simply taking their money. One IRS agent may have been proven the feeling correct. Fern Stevens, a revenue officer at the Internal Revenue Service, is being charged by the U.S. Attorney's Office for stealing more than $160,000 in unclaimed tax refunds from 12 taxpayers. If convicted, all counts of mail fraud, theft of government funds, and unlawful access of a government computer, Stevens faces a maximum sentence of 35 years in prison. Well, probably only do 3 years because he works for the IRS. Oh! We'll keep your job. We'll keep your seat warm for you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad. It's all good. Oh, let me beam this half angel back up real quick, people.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Seems like you have a problem falling out. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Oh.
Don't have a very good signal.
Oh.
I got a new phone for Christmas.
Oh, yeah? How do you know that?
Well, my daughter gets me
a
phone.
A Christmas present.
Well, we don't really do that, but she does that. And she
gave
my birthday shortly after Christmas. So it's kind of a 2-in-1 deal. So I picked out the G2. I'm trying to figure it out.
2-in-1, right. What a deal.
You know. It's the gift that keeps on giving all year long. She pays for my cell phone every month.
Lord, Oh, yeah.
And now I'm going to have internet, too, so.
What?
Forward.
I hear that. I hear that. Shouts out to you and your new phone. Over here in Maryland, Good Samaritans face fine after rescuing deer. That's fucked up. Strangers banded together to pull a deer out of the freezing water of the Patapsco River. We've seen the deer going under, said Khalid Abu Sakrin. It couldn't maintain. It was starting to freeze, and it was really getting bad. Abu Sakrin brought a raft, and Jim Hart joined him. We had oars and shovels to break the ice for the deer to get out. I was, man, whatever the fuck his name is. But in the excited aftermath of the rescue, a natural resources police officer on the scene wrote both men a ticket. They were ticketed for not wearing life vests.
Well, thank you.
Hell no. That shit will get thrown out, though. I mean, they go to court, they'll throw that shit out. Man, look, we'll save a fucking deer, man. In Pennsylvania, shouts out to Easy Rider. Woman holds police at bay after pistol whipping her husband. Rodney Rupert, Brazilia Rutherford's husband, testified that he was in the basement of the family's home when his wife came looking for a fight. He said he tried to avoid her by going to the kitchen when she pushed him. He said he then retreated to their bedroom and locked the door. The next thing I know, the door got kicked off the hinges and went flying across the room. He said his wife then pulled a pistol out of her pocket. She hauled off and hit me. Damn, you sound like a bitch. Oh, sorry. That's fucked up, man. In Montana, man shoots self in buttocks.
Wow, now that's a stupid.
A man accused of sticking a pistol in his girlfriend's mouth accidentally shot himself in the buttocks after he shoved the gun down the back of his pants. 27-year-old Jonathan William Hartman and his girlfriend had been arguing. The woman said that Hartman stuck the gun in her mouth and threatened to kill her before firing a shot next to her ear. Hartman apparently placed the pistol into the back of his waistband and the gun discharged into his buttocks while he was driving erratically. Damn! So you ride down the street, and no, I'm going to get you, sucker, go ahead and pop off on you and shit. You remember that when he slipped on the bullets and all the guns went off on him? Pow! Pow!
Yeah.
Pow!
Yeah.
Pow!
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And before the bullet going off and shooting you in your butt top.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I got shot in the butt top. That's how the motherfucker for him go, man. Oh, man. In Israel shoots UFO out of sky. God damn right.
It's a bad time.
Get that shit out of here. The Israeli Air Force fired several times and shot down a UFO in the Negev Desert just above the Dimona nuclear plant. The unidentified flying object was seen in the no-fly zone. The Air Force jets gathered and shot it immediately out of the sky. At this point, the UFO has been sufficiently identified. Early speculation says that it may have been a weather or party balloon. Okay. So what the fuck is it? It's going a little bit more. This is from Shalom Life. Shalom, which is Hebrew for shalom.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, yeah. There have been unconfirmed media reports that it was a motor-driven object. The Air Force reacted according to procedure when the object was spotted. Officials are searching to find debris from the object in hopes of studying it. Come the fuck on. As of yet, no evidence of the aircraft has been discovered. Y'all motherfuckers, too. Incidents such as these are dangerous at times when tensions run high in the Middle East. These events prompt conspiracy theorists, researchers, and UFO enthusiasts toward outlandish accusations and speculation. Israeli INN released that the object entered Israeli airspace from Jordan towards the southern Dead Sea. It said the object was thought to be a balloon and that the Air Force verified said balloon was unmanned before it was shot down. An unmanned balloon, a UFO, a warplane, it seems difficult to confuse the three, but until further information is released to the public, we are encouraged to come to our own conclusions.
Okay.
Yeah. You shot down a balloon, but you can't find the balloon, though. Right.
Yeah.
You shot down a balloon, but you can't find a balloon now. Anybody?
I got
anybody?
Nothing.
All right. In Florida, goddamn, school charges students to go to pep rally.
Oh, my God, really? Charging them.
Officials in a Florida school district say they will clarify rules after students at a high school were charged $2 to attend a pep rally during school hours. The Orange County School Board said it will clarify policies on the rules of school fundraising following the fall pep rally at East River High School in Orlando. The school charged students $2 to attend the rally, and those who did not pay were given the options of sitting in study hall or going home early. Well, that's still cool. Bitch, I'm going to the house. Shit. I'm out. Fuck it. But no, that's fucked up, though. You don't charge to go no goddamn. What a fucking teen spirit. What's the school spirit in that? You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Oh, I'm feeling real fucking pepped up. Yeah. Thank you. But this is what they're doing to y'all kids' education, people. Still in Florida. God damn it. A woman says drugs hidden in her crotch are not mine. Yeah, I see you.
No, they belong to her crotch.
You know that? The pussy doesn't belong to me. Okay? The pussy belongs to itself, so therefore, you go out the rest of the pussy because the pills belong to the pussy and let me go. Jesse Clark was riding in the front passenger seat of a Cadillac when Florida cops pulled over the vehicle after spotting a 29-year-old without a seatbelt. As the driver spoke with cops, Clark allegedly pulled out a piece of paper towel from her crotch that had 3 oxycodone pills and 3 Xanax tablets. Clark denied that the drugs she fished from the vicinity of her private parts were her property. Yeah. I'll buy that white girl.
Private property.
You know what I'm saying? I bet you, yeah. It was private property. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Dumb man. What the hell's going on? All right, 2 more left, people. We out. In California. Shouts out to Goopy Bo. Straight Low Records, Boss Squad, everybody over there. UPS guy tells mall maintenance worker to turn off water. That's fucked up. 15 minutes after the blaze inside the Westfield Galleria broke out, a mall maintenance worker turned off the sprinkler system for more than an hour. apparently because he believed police wanted the system shut down. The report on the blaze states that the sprinklers were turned off for 71 minutes in the area of the fire, and that the worker told investigators a UPS driver told him police wanted the system turned off.
We're missing some.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Oh, man.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Oh, man. The guy in the brown truck, too. Oh, man. In Janesville, I don't know where the hell that's at, man drives old lady to rob bank. Okay. When the elderly woman asked Lou Weimert to give her a ride to a bank, he had no idea his good deed would result in his arrest at gunpoint. Yeah, Weimert thought 70-year-old Sandra Leanne Bask was going to the bank to withdraw some cash to pay her rent. He was an hour into his interview with investigators before he realized Bask was accused of robbing the bank.
Righty then. Now that's when you're having a bad day.
Man. Old girl pulling her bucket list off. Y'all better get off that bucket list shit, old people. Robbing banks and shit before you die. What the fuck kind of dumb shit is that? Last but not least, in New Mexico, Governor Richardson mulls Billy the Kid pardon. Yeah. As if that gives the fuck. Anybody who gives the fuck, does anybody give a fuck? Governor Bill Richardson said he is weighing a petition to pardon infamous Wild West outlaw Billy the Kid. As someone who is fascinated with the New Mexico's rich history, I've always been intrigued by the story of Billy the Kid, and in particular the alleged promise of a pardon he was given by territorial governor Lew Wallace, Richardson said. Billy the Kid was shot and killed by authorities in 1881. So who the fuck cares if he is pardoned or the fuck not? Damn, people waste time on dumb shit. And that will do it, people, for your Nutty News of the Day. Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world.
Don't forget to check out Record Game Radio. Now with over 20,000 listeners. Live at blogtalkradio.com/WDTE Radio. Live on air 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Check us out, going down with host Captain Smell So Good, International Co-host.
Right now.
All the way from the Netherlands, holding it down worldwide. Make sure you call 347-237-5125
to hear the show live on your telephone or your cell phone. Yeah, check us out. That was my little homie Butt Scratch, you know what I'm saying? Doing a little promo. Appreciate your Butt Scratch. It's going down real big. We're going to get to a little Reedy Shelby right here, Sour Citrus. Come right back. My Health, Your Health Monday presents Pomegranate in Reservoir Draw. We're going to find out what the fuck that is.
This drought that I've been through.
squeeze in sour citrus, tart and tangy with a seal. Squeeze in sour citrus has lost its sex appeal. I've consumed my bowl of cherries, had some lovers come and go. There's been times when I've made money, but these bills won't seem to go. Squeeze in sour citrus, not bad if you like lemonade. Squeeze in sour citrus, but there's other drinks by Minute Maid. Drop by drop, so strong and tasty. Now I've got the hang of it. In this life, you'll go through changes. You will win if you just don't quit. Squeeze in sour citrus. Serve it in a champagne flute. Adversity, defeat, and challenge. Got no victory that jokes on you.
Goddamn, welcome back, Cat.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
I gotta get back into the goddamn shit, man, the motherfucking shit.
Timmy!
Alright, people. Shout out to Miss Rita Shelby right there holding it down. Sweet and sour citrus. Hola, pestoso. Oh, I mean Garcia. Hey, pow, pow. Right. Talking about resveratrol. Resveratrol. Resveratrol.
Spell it.
R-E-S-V. Oh, yeah. Do-do-do-do. Oh, there you go. You got resveratrol. There you go. Resveratrol. Throw my resveratrol. This is the little sub-ingredient that they have mixed in here with it. They say with resveratrol. And so the resveratrol is supposed to be a stilbenoid, which is a type of polyphenol, and a phytoalexin, which is produced naturally by several plants when under attack by pathogens such as bacterial fungi. It's currently a topic of numerous animal and human studies into its effects, and the effects of resveratrol on the lifespan of many model organisms remain controversial, with uncertain effects in fruit flies, nematode worms, and short-lived fish. In mouse and rat experiments, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, blood sugar lowering, other beneficial cardiovascular effects of resveratrol have been reported, and most of these results have yet to be replicated in humans. And I went further on reading into it, and it basically ain't no scientific proof that it do any motherfucking thing, but combined with the rest of this shit, it makes shit look good. You know what I'm saying? So, there you go. That's a resveratrol. According to Wikipedia, pomegranate is a fruit-bearing deciduous shrub or small tree growing between 5 and 8 meters tall, and the pomegranate is most native to the Iranian plateau and the Himalayas in northern India, and it has been cultivated in the Caucasus since ancient times, and today is widely cultivated throughout a whole bunch of other countries. The fruit is typically in season from September to February. In the southern hemisphere, it is in season from March to May. And that's north and to south. Let's see. What else is good about it? More than 500 cultivators of pomegranate have been named, but such fruits evidently have considerable synonym in which same genotype is named differently across regions of the world. Several characteristics between pomegranate genotypes vary for identification, consumer preference, preferred use, and marketing, and the most important, which are fruit size, exocarp color ranging from yellow to purple, with pink and red most common, arrow color ranging from white to red, hardness of seed, maturity, juice content, and its acidity, sweetness, and astringency. Those are the people that, you know, you know, harness the shit to resell it. I want to know all about the etymology and all that shit. Cultivation uses. I want to know about some uses. Let me see. What they use it for? Let's see. Rename the fruit. Stranger to pay for his respects. Plant pomegranate has been introduced as an exotic to England. Insect pests include the butterfly. Culinary use. A bowl. Score each ring 4 to 6 times. Hold the palm over a bowl. Smack the rind with a large spoon. The aerial should eject from the pomegranate directly into the bowl, leaving only a dozen or more deeply embedded aerials to remove. Oh, that's another way. There's another way for you then. Okay. After opening the pomegranate by scoring it with a knife and breaking it open, the seed castings are separated from the peel and internal white pulp membrane. Separating the red aerials is easier in a bowl of water because the aerials sink and then an inedible pulp floats. Freezing the entire fruit also makes it easier to separate. Another very effective way of quickly harvesting the aerials is to cut the pomegranate in half. Score each half of the exterior rind 4 to 6 times and hold the pomegranate half over the bowl and smack the rind with a large spoon. Huh. There you go. The entire seed is consumed raw through the watery, tasty area is the desired part. The taste differs depending on the subspecies of pomegranate and its ripeness. And the pomegranate juice can be very sweet or sour, but most fruits are moderate in taste, with sour notes from the acidic tannins contained in the arrow juice. Grenadine juice. This grenadine syrup. It is thickened and sweetened pomegranate juice used in cocktail mixing. Wow. I didn't know that one. Let's see what else. Indian people use it. Pakistani people use it. Everybody use it. Shit. Making pomegranate juice at a stall in Turkey. All right. Well, let's see. In medicine, let's see what this is. System of medicine. Extensively used source of traditional remedies for thousands of years. The rind of the fruit and the bark of the pomegranate tree is used as a traditional remedy against diarrhea, dysentery, and intestinal parasites. The seeds and juice are considered a tonic for the heart and throat and classified as a bitter astringent, pitta or fire component under the Ayurvedic system and considered a healthful counterbalance to a diet high in sweet, fatty, kapha, or earth components. The astringent qualities of the flower juice, rind, and tree bark are considered valuable for a variety of purposes, such as stopping nosebleeds and gum bleeds, toning skin after blending with mustard oil, firming up sagging breasts, and treating hemorrhoids. Pomegranate juice of specific fruit strains is also used as eye drops and is believed to slow the development of cataracts. Ayurveda differentiates between pomegranate varieties and employs them for different remedies. Damn! All right. Got to kick that then.
Timmy!
All right.
Well.
Damn.
Got about 8 minutes.
Yeah, this is going to be here after. Shouts out to Madison Media Radio, people. And yes, people, we gonna be here, man. We're going to motherfucking be on the $30 train. Shit, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? We got over 20,000 listeners, you know what I'm saying? Time for the artists to go ahead and step up, break bread, and support a real cause, you know what I'm saying? Why? Because they really need this damn station, you know what I'm saying? So, it's going down. Regular Game Radio is up in the building. Trilateral Commission, Trilateral Radio, you know what I'm saying? It's all going down, you know what I'm saying? So, it's going down, man. It's all good.
You're
gonna
be charging admission to come to the show pretty soon.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got a dollar just to come into the chat
making
room.
Making donations,
you know what I'm
people.
Hey, we got a dollar to come into the chat room.
Then you're buffed today.
I got to hit PayPal up for you coming to the chat. Oh man, it's 50 cents a minute online and shit when you call into the show. Nah, man, but the artist, you know what I'm saying? I got a plan. Matter of fact, I need to see this flyover. Let me upload this flyer real quick so everybody can check the flyer out. And,
Hey, do you got that song downloaded or not?
No, I ain't got it downloaded.
You play it on Wednesday? Wednesday?
Yeah. You say you sent it, Well, you say you sent it the link for Facebook too, right? So,
yeah, it's in there on your wall. Or in your message. It's in your message on Facebook.
Alright.
But I'll give you the there's a download link to it on YouTube. You know a download for you? So if you go to that link I gave you for the song,
Timmy!
At the bottom, you'll find it.
Hola, ¿cómo es tu amigo?
Konnichiwa, hobos.
Hobos.
Konnichiwa.
I don't know. That just came out of my mouth. I'm sorry,
BG. Oh, well, I got a message. Hold on. What's that? What's going on? You want some pomegranate juice?
Hey, so what's the thing? If I drink a lot of pomegranate juice, what's it going to do to me?
Give you a libido?
What's libido?
I'm going to become superhuman, man. I'm going to down this whole fucking thing right now. And just fucking
yeah.
be superhuman.
Because I've been drinking, for the last past couple of weeks, I've been drinking pomegranate juice. It tastes nasty, but I mean, it's good.
Well, it depends on which one you get, too, now. You know what I'm saying? If you got a juicer.
Nah.
If you get like a juicer, like one of them juicy juicers, you know, about $30. You can cut the take the fruit, take the you know, some bananas and apples and shit, and then you cut it with the pomegranate juice. You know, sweeten it up. Bam. Make it like a smoothie.
Well, nah, I mean, it's just, I just been drinking it because at Target they have them for like $1.98. So I'm just like, I got a bunch of them, so I've been drinking them all week. It's like, fuck, wow, it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cheaper than a bitch. I'm telling you, this bitch here was $7 for 64
ounces. Oh, shit, this was like a big old one. You know what I mean? It was not
yeah,
like
how much fructose sugar is added to it? I mean, what's really
oh, well,
in
the
label?
I'll go get the thing so we can verify right
it's
now.
It's some pure pomegranate juice. None of that bananas, the high fructose sugar.
Oh, well, this is the ingredients on this here. You got fruit juices, reconstituted water, Concord grape juice from concentrate, red grape juice from concentrate, pear juice, concentrate, apple juice, white grape juice, black cherry juice, pomegranate juice, blueberry juice.
What the hell? Pomegranate juice is the last thing on the list? Well, how much? Don't sound like there's much pomegranate in there.
You know,
right here.
Yeah, because if it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be at the beginning.
You got
yeah,
filtered water. Pomegranate juice, concentrated, natural flavors, grape juice concentrated.
See, I've got a lot in it because it's at the beginning.
Yeah, but you don't want concentrated. You want pure.
Well, it says
pure
right
pomegranate
here,
juice.
It says right here, it's 100% DV vitamin C per serving.
Yeah, they may have added that.
That's
but
what,
nonetheless, you need
this
to have
is,
that pure pomegranate
good,
juice.
Though.
The kind of
this
stuff that
good,
you can't even take it to
so what
drink
are you saying?
It.
If I fuck a hooker, she's a fake hoe? Is that what you're saying? I'm drinking.
Are you paying for it?
Fake juice. I'm drinking fake juice.
Because if you're paying for it, she's a hoe. If you ain't paying for it, she's a slut. Now, why does it have to be that way? Why can't she just be a woman?
Well, no, because you're saying, okay, look, it. I paid for a product. This is what I paid for. It's the pomegranate juice. I paid for this product, okay? You're saying that it's not pure because it's not 100% juice or whatever the heck you're saying. So what I said, my analogy was, if I fuck a hooker, you're saying that she's a fake hoe. Do you understand?
Didn't say none of that. What I'm trying to say is, if you really drink a pomegranate juice, you won't like the taste because pure pomegranate juice is a little bit bitter.
No, I used to eat those little pomegranate things from the damn thing.
Yeah,
it looks like a big old apple, but you crack it open, it has little tiny little apples in it.
Yeah, little seeds.
They sweet as hell.
Not always. If you drink like pure pomegranate juice. It doesn't taste that sweet.
Hmm. Well,
it's,
that's why
it's always
you're
nice with
it up,
raspberry
man.
Or something else in it.
Now, I have a question for Madison Media Radio.
That's why I'd be paying $15 for a bottle.
Afford, I know he can't afford to pay the show for the show. What are you going to do, Madison? Hello?
Damn,
did I hang
been
up on
here since 2007? Damn.
My time.
You know what? The thing is that Blog Talk Radio, why don't you just pay for it so you can talk shit about them? That's what I'm going to do. That's basically what I'm going to fucking do. Pay to talk shit about them. Because believe me, I'm really, when February 1st comes and I have to transition to the other show, where it's going to be really serious professionally run. And I'm serious. My dad used to do a radio show. My dad used to do the disc jockey thing. And it's funny because I never thought I had to. My dad had to see me doing this and hear what I was doing to really open up a secret that he never told me in his life. He used to do this shit back in the days. He used to have his own little record shop, and all the little artists that would come in that were, you know, that weren't big at the time, they would all perform at this one place called the Circle Star. And they used to come to my dad's record shops and do signings and all. And he has pictures with Sonny and Cher and Fat Domino and Jerry Lee Lewis. And it was crazy because I was like, Dad, you never told me this shit. And he's like, well, it's just a lot of shit I never told you, son. But it's just like, I can't believe you're doing what I'm doing. And it's like, wow. That's motherfucking in genes or not. I can't believe it, man. That's DNA right fucking there. That's crazy. It's shocker. Real shocker, people. But it's like, we're going to really get professional. And I mean professional.
It's a time when, you know, you got to step up. And we done had time to, you know, basically build our fan base, get all of the bullshit out the way that we want to get out the way, learn how to format the show. Now we got, you know, a steady schedule of what we know how to do every week. You know, tighten that up. That's what I'm working on now, just getting, you know, typing up the actual flyer for the schedule. So when I start handing that out, you know, people know Monday this is what's going on, Tuesday this is what's going on, Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? So people already know. You can pick your days if that want to be your favorite day or not. You know, it don't matter. There you go. And then step up on Thursday is going to be, you know, it's going to be my day to play everybody music. You know what I'm saying? So.
But what, like what would you be charging? Are you charging outrageous prices?
No, I'm charging $30 a month.
For what?
Nah, I'm going to see
for
you
an
the
artist?
Fly. I'm going to see you the fly. I got a fly already made up for that. I'll see you fly. That's all I'm finna do. Upload it. So give me about 5 minutes, and I'm send it over to both of y'all.
Cause I got some partners that I'm gonna be really doing this stuff with. One's a DJ from a radio station. One's a DJ that's popular throughout the Bay Area, who like people pay to go see this fucking guy, and. One's my ex-broad, but my ex-lady, but she's like a A&R person or whatever the fuck. But she really knows people, and she's out there, you know, throwing out the hype. And it's funny how, like, they heard about my radio show before I even told them I had a radio show. And it's like, wow, I'm really getting known.
It's out there, you know what I'm saying? And... The thing with me is that I ain't been advertising, but I got, you know, friends that be calling in, and I'll be like, how the hell you know about the show? You know, you be hearing people just pop in and call me. And I don't be telling nobody about the show, you know what I'm saying? I advertise to the artists, but other people that just call in, like homies from the block and shit, you know, that be because people just, you know, word of mouth it, you know what I'm saying?
Word of mouth, exactly.
And next thing you know, that it just get out. So when my homegirl, she got her, shouts out to Miss Mouth, she got her little internet radio thing for the pop off. So that's been be a plus for me, you know what I'm saying? Because if she gets more belief into what she's doing as far as her internet radio station, then that's going to put more belief into my internet radio station, because I've been doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? So they'd be like, well, damn, he been doing it, and she just getting started, but she doing it. You know what I'm saying? So we do see it's possible. So, yeah, so let's, you know what I'm saying? We need to network and show love to everybody. Then let's start, you know, investing in internet radio.
Well,
but I already got some homies that said they invested in the package. You know what I'm saying? I already got that. You know, as soon as I send that over to you, you'll see what I'm saying. So And it,
but I mean, it actually, what I'm gonna start doing is really gonna help more for the artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's all we're about.
We're really gonna push it, and I mean push it. I'm talking about like 1 month, 1 month video play on a certain site. You know what I'm talking about? Like one of the packages is like unlimited songs. Like, so shit, you can send me 20 songs and boom, it'll be in rotation for a whole year. You know what I mean? It's just like, wow.
Okay, that's for that one package though, because I'm limited to one song. And then, because honestly, as an artist, you know what I'm saying, that's what you should be focusing on, one song. You know what I'm saying? If you send me one song a month and I'm pushing that all month long, by the next month, okay, yeah, then if you got another song, then okay, then that's cool to send me that. But then, you know, I'm still going to continue pushing that one song to make that song hot. You know what I'm saying? You know, you need to leave your song in rotation at least 3 months so a person gets used to hearing it, you know what I'm saying? And then that's when I be telling the artists and have people call in and request to hear, you know what I'm saying, their music. You know, that's the purpose of that.
You know? Wow. I'm gonna do it because, you know, a lot of people hear it. So it's like, they don't know the song, so it's like most of the emails for the request, they sing a little part of the song, and then I remember it. It's like, oh, okay, I remember that song. You know what I mean?
That's the other thing I got to do. I got to, since you just said that, I got to add on to the fly, you know what I'm saying? Email your request. Email your song request too.
Yeah,
you know
see,
what I'm
that,
saying?
I'm gonna tell you right now, Smelly, that's gonna fuck you up in the end because I should have never did that. But fuck.
Yeah.
One fucking time I said that. I'm talking thousands, and I mean thousands of emails, Smelly. And then half of those thousands are for one song. And,
I was just put text in. Text your damn request.
Oh my God, Smelly. I swear to God. But you know what? It's calmed down lately. Thank God. I'll get like maybe 100 a day. But it's like in the beginning when I first said email your request. Oh my God. It's like sometimes they wanted me to play that one song the whole time I was on the show.
All right. Well.
It's crazy.
We gonna work something. Shit.
Well, you experience it. No, that's all I gotta tell you. That's where you know where you stand when you look at your emails every day and it's like boom, like oh shit, damn it.
Yeah, but see that's the thing. You set up a, you know what I'm saying? Just set up a, just another email address strictly for that. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it part of your regular email address.
Oh, yeah. That's why I did the BTR _ Goofy Bone. That's just for the radio.
Okay. Oh.
But
yeah,
I mean,
do like WDGE request or something like that.
There you go.
Set up one for Gmail, and then, you know, everybody sending all your, you know, for requests, boom, whatever song you email, the text, you know what I'm saying? You give all them options, you know, for everybody to be able to participate. So, you know, shit. Got everything for you. If you want to get in between 12 to 2,
and that's the main thing I do. I just tell the audience just to participate because the show really runs with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, they have lanes to make my show run, you know what I'm saying? Got damn side night, make the show run. Goofy Bone, make the show run. People call in and participate and come up with interesting things, man. That's what makes the show run. That's what makes a successful show. You know, just focusing on one thing all day is boring. So
you showing up to the show makes the show.
Yeah, just talking about politics all day, to me, that's boring. Just talking about relationships all show long, that's boring. You know, that's just boring. Just, you know, it's cool to talk about it a little bit, but to focus the whole show based on that, that's boring, man.
Yeah, but you know another thing is I'm gonna ask the audience. You know, I'm gonna do like you do a Monday through Friday. Like certain shows, there'll be about certain things. Cause I know a lot of audience. I get a lot of girls. They hit me up and be like, "Hey, Goofy, I'm in a situation. What do I do?" So I was like, "Shit, well, I'll dedicate one day where we just talk." You know what I mean?
Well, see, that was Angel. Just Angel asked that though. She said we need just a day that just was for open discussion, just to talk about anything. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of doing a Tuesday time for learning a language, you know what I'm saying? Do Tuesday talk time or something like that. You know, just something.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
For
so
just
I'm
open
throw it
discussion.
Out there
Listen, call in Tuesday talk. What was that? What was that?
And it's like whatever they want, we gonna do it.
Yeah, Tuesday
oh, talk
time.
Talk to me Tuesday. Talk to me Tuesday.
Yeah, talk to me Tuesday. So, you know, hey, leave that over. You put that out there. Need somebody to talk to. Put that on the flyer. You know, the Tuesdays. You know. Shoulders are about. If you need somebody just to talk to, you know what I'm saying, call in on this day and you talk about any and everything. Talk to me Tuesday. Get your questions.
I'm dead serious. And you know, it's like sad because I read some of these girls and they're just lost. You know what I mean? They're like, they're girls that are just with, you know, guys that just use them and abuse them. And, you know, they just want to know what the hell to do because it's like when they talk to their mom and dad, it's like they really don't help them, they tell me. So it's like, I have to really, like, play like a parent and just basically tell them the God's honest truth. You're stupid. Wake up. Fucking get out of that relationship. Start new. That's what people don't understand about relationships. They think that they could just stay in them and everything's going to be brand new. Fuck that. You could find a brand new relationship with a brand new person and just start all over fresh. It's going to be hard. But trust me, you're going to do it.
That's because people just get locked in, you know what I'm saying?
They yeah, they
locked
just get
into that same old thing.
Be with Heavenly Angel, because Miss Computer Lady left me, and Heavenly Angel only loves me.
Heavenly
Angel. Right.
Much love, people.
That didn't really go together. No, this is just the background music, you know, EIP. VIP out right now, people. You know what I'm saying?
But much love, Smelly. You know, whatever we gonna do, we still gonna keep the music in rotation, and
hey,
we still
you know
gonna fucking be repping this motherfucking Blog Talk Radio. You know, the thing is that I pay it, but you better not bother me for shit.
But I'm trying to tell you, man. I wasn't with you know. I didn't know they had the other little plan. All I seen when they first offered was that goddamn $99 shit. And I was like, hell no, nah, I ain't gonna pay no fucking $99 just for an extra hour and shit, you know. But $30, you know what I'm saying? I run that. But see, that's how they getting you in there too now. Because you know it's really $40 a month. You know what
I'm
saying? So
if you're smart, you read it before December 31st. Take advantage.
Yeah, and then after that, but I'm saying even that the years, you know, after that, is the regular price is $39.99.
Well, by that time, if the artist don't
you
give
ain't
a fuck about
your
you,
teeth,
if you ain't stacked
hey,
up, then fuck
and
obviously,
yeah.
Fuck.
That's the way I look at it. So by that time, yeah, we should have been graduated to a whole another level, anyways. You know what I'm saying? So we already at another level because we. Ready to, you know, step up to that next level, you know what I'm saying? And actually, you know, get real with it, you know. We've been real with this shit, but just to get, you know what I'm saying, you know, just, I don't know. Just advanced mode, you know what I'm saying? And really offer something, you know what I'm saying? We've been offering it, but, you know, me personally, I just ain't been offering it locally, you know what I'm saying? I've been offering it worldwide and get a lot of response worldwide. So, need to have that same home love, you know what I'm saying? You know, support in order to, you know, support the show. So, that's what time it is for me, you know what I'm saying, right now. Just to get the flyers up and get some flyers circulating through the neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? Throw them in the barbershops and everywhere like that because the flyers can go anywhere. And then with them flyers, that wherever you put them at, especially barbershops and shit, they gonna be like, damn, you got a radio station. I'm like, yeah, well, I can advertise for you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll send you a little shout out, whatever. Give me a free haircut or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Because now fucking haircuts cost you $20. I'm like,
damn.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
I have to
my
give you a free
God,
promo to get my fucking haircut.
$20.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, shit.
$20.
I pay him $6 for the top notch fade. So then I chuck her $4, so that's $10. And then plus she had the little shampoo and conditioner with the little head rub. That's $2. So at the end, I paid $12. And it's well worth it.
That shit come out to $15 starting out for the cut. $2 for the taper, $2 for your beard. So that's $20.
Well, you over there getting the beard done. You should be doing that shit your damn self.
Well, I'm just saying. I thought this shit was free until he done, you know, trimmed everything up. And then he go talk. I said, goddamn, $19 for what?
Oh, my God.
He talking about what you wanted. You wanted it trimmed up. I was like, man, I could have did that shit myself, man. You tripping. My damn edge was crooked and shit. All right, man, let me get the fuck up out of here, man. Oh, hell no, I don't pay $19. I said, what the fuck? This ain't Atlanta. No, this ain't Las Vegas. That don't fit the picture of the neighborhood, of the area.
$20.
You know what I'm a platinum fucking barbershop in the hood. That don't make no sense because the customers ain't finna come and pay no platinum fucking price. They're sitting to a platinum chair to get cut up by some platinum. These ain't even, I'm just exaggerating to where they probably would charge $20. This motherfucking, you know, hole in the wall goddamn barbershop ain't that. And them damn clippers that he's using, you know what I'm saying, ain't that. So that's crazy. I'm like, what? Yeah, it's $20 down here, bro. So you come down here and try to get cleaned and all that, yeah. It's going to be a little different story.
Well, that sounds fucking fine and dandy.
It's all good.
Shut
it's all the way you go, man. Yeah, it's all the way you go. But that's why I stick to the you know, my homeboys in the hood. They still charge $5, you know what I'm saying? You got homies in the hood, you know, clean you up for $5. You just got to catch them, you know what I'm saying? Fire them up. You know what I'm saying? Get your shit done for free. You know, that's what I be liking to work. You know what I mean? Shit, even swap, no swinging. Let me fire you up, homie, and cut me up. Bam. Put two blunts in the air, you know what I'm saying? You know, got your haircut for free. And got high. The way she hustled. This
girl knows how to bubble. She's on the so, watch now, these packages, are they guaranteed?
As far as what?
These 5,000 impressions per month, or whatever the fuck they mean by that?
Oh, I didn't see that. That's for that $99 shit, ain't it?
Nah, this is for the regular one.
Oh, I didn't see all that.
It says, help your audience with the 5,000 impressions a month across our network of millions of listeners as part of Blog Talk Radio's featured show banner.
Oh, that's just to get on the side where Teddy should be at?
Oh, I ain't kidding. Fuck, that's crazy.
Is that what that's what that is? That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
That is. The way she moved, the way she grew, the way she turned America. Yeah, I don't worry about all that, bitch. I mean, if you set your shit to feature, you know what I'm saying?
Live chat and phone support from our staff on a premium support hour. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 days a week. Wow. Get more visibility of your show with the prime time scheduling. 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Increase your audience quality and avoid phone calls charging from the host.
What in the hell would you want over 50 people on the line at one time anyway?
That is something that
crazy.
I mean, to have 100 and 200 people on the line, that's like
100.
I couldn't see that. And trying to mute and unmute 200 people, ain't no fucking way. Hey,
check this out. On the $249 per month, no advertisement on your feature show. Pro gives you the control over all the advertising, so you can promote your own services or sell sponsorship and keep 100% of all your revenue. Wow.
What? Are they talking about like on your account page or something? You don't get no ads, or I don't understand that one.
Hmm? Yeah. Like all those phony pop-up ads and all that other bullshit. If you pay the $249 per month, you ain't gonna see none of that shit.
Huh. Well, that's no money. I don't understand what you mean to get a month free. Like, how you getting a month free? What a month free at? You know what I'm saying? You get 13 months or something?
Well, I don't know.
But I'm looking forward to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to the enhanced switchboard.
I know. But, Enhanced switchboard enables you to screen your callers privately, determine who will bring live on the air, and add notes to your profilers. Meaning, on the side, if you don't know who that number is and they call in, say it's DJ Smells So Good, put on there, DJ Smells So Good. Wow. Anyway,
wow.
You can also call out to the guests right from your switchboard, dialing out the United States phone numbers only. Ooh, see, this is the part where I miss Craigslist hookers, because I could have been calling a bunch of them straight from Blog Talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I ain't thinking about that with that, with the 800 number. And then just bring them right into the queue.
Exactly.
Wow.
Oh, man, Smelly, you should have never sent me that song. I've been hitting skin to that song all weekend long.
Right.
And women think I'm making love to them. That's the funny thing. Wow. Oh, man.
I'm feeling it too, baby. I know.
Shit, I wanna make love to you to this song, heavenly.
Hey, I'm dumping my whole switchboard too. Everybody who ain't, you know, all the songs that nobody ain't supporting me on, you know, the artists that ain't, you know, they getting their shit dumped, you know what I'm saying? Taking that shit off.
Oh, no, I'm only gonna play the ones who paid.
Yeah, that's
and it. Myself.
I mean, so that's going to eliminate a lot of shit on here, you know what I'm saying? So, they're going to be like, how my song doing? Your song is no longer on the show.
I think Premium's going to wipe your whole switchboard out when you jump on it.
Nah, everything should still stay the same. It should. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I do say upgraded switch, so it might. It don't matter. Had to make it easier for me, shit. You know how many pages I got? Shit. I got so much damn music uploaded. Everything. Plus, well, in the music that you send me, you know what I'm saying? There be certain stuff that, you know, it, you know, that you like, that you feel that needs to be getting pushed further. You know what I'm saying? So they, you know, they get sent to me. Now, whether they paid you or not, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing, you know what I'm saying? But if you send it to me, then I'll still add that to rotation. know what I'm saying, on the show. Still about sharing music, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm gonna be honest. If the audience still requests a song that these people didn't play, okay, I'll play it. But I mean, I'm not gonna be playing it all the damn time.
Yeah.
Only if you request it, I'll play it. Do you wanna
play? Well, I just emailed you that song, Nelly.
Oh, okay. Never leave you, always by your side. Oh, damn. Hold on, let me.
My.
Movie, you online?
Yeah, what's up?
No, cause I'm gonna see you, send both of y'all this about the girl you think I'm messing loud.
Oh, how can we hold? Hey, so you never talk to these guys again? Baby,
no, I talk to my cousin and shit, but they don't know what to do with that. They don't know where he at. Hey. So, and they usually talking to dad. I don't know what to do with that. I'm looking for the man. What the man is
it?
Oh, did I save it as a JPEG already? Alright, and tell me if you can read it and all that too. You know what I'm saying? If it's E more shit off. You can't send me no motherfucking new shit. You know what I'm saying? Asking for the damn new song. I don't know. 3, 4, 5 months ago. Ain't got the bitch yet. I'm got y'all got. Goddamn. Okay, fire low. I get high. Got that. Trim Joe.
Now, if you can.
Huh?
Say, do a little taste of it now, if you can.
Wait a minute, that lunar eclipse is tonight?
Who? Hey,
baby. When's that lunar eclipse? Got me thinking about
leaving. What the hell is a lunar eclipse?
This time. Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Calling me? Nine.
Best smoking song on YouTube. Let's find out. This is Flow. Follow. I get high. Follow.
Smoke on, that's everything I do. Marijuana gets me high.
All right, just send that off to you.
Yeah, blow that smoke up in the sky. It is stuck in your head now. You're going to be singing that all day now.
Yeah, that's straight. Got a nice little beat to it.
I gave you the download link for that.
Who was the dude? Is he Spanish or something?
Sounds Jamaican to me. I don't know.
Yeah, you got an accent or something.
I've been listening to that song for months. I love it.
Okay, downloaded that. All right. For the download that. Hold on. All right, did you get the flyer?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You know,
did link it in the room? I don't see it.
No, I just sent it to your email.
Let me look now.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality.
I emailed
both of them. Is the phone
still
there?
Quiet.
Yeah, I emailed both of them.
Is that right?
It's been a long week.
Haven't received it yet.
Wow, they found pieces of Amelia Earhart.
Who?
Amelia Earhart. Let me take.
What the hell is that? Roll with the key.
You know who Amelia
Earhart is? I heard of the name. I mean, what'd she do? You and me.
Never mind.
Oh, there you go. See, that's how I learned about it. Let's look up Amelia Earhart. Earhart. I want to spend
on Facebook.
With you. I just downloaded. Hey,
baby. I poke you too, Smelly, but I don't ever get, you don't ever poke you back.
Yeah, who?
I be poking you on Facebook.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't be all into that shit. I'm sorry. Sending flowers and all that type of shit. I don't know. I do
poking
sometimes
on Facebook
when I.
For you.
Yeah, when I get in the mood, I do it. I got like 10 people poking me or doing something to me and shit. I don't know what the hell's going on. They're like one motherfucker whooping my ass. You know what I mean? You've been slapped. You've been kicked. God damn, who whooped my ass on Facebook?
No poking you.
Damn. Good thing I only been poked by women, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about.
I hear you.
Believe me, I will poke back. You know what I'm saying?
You better start poking.
But I joined your little society and stuff like that. A couple of calls. Hey, Goofy, did you get the email?
I'm looking. I'm seeing her.
Come right back on, and that go off, and then somebody else come on. They do a whole 3 hour, you know what I'm saying? Thing like that, and share the same heart.
I don't know who
that is. Who? Who is that?
What?
No, I'm saying whose show is that?
Show Zoo.
They got three people on one show.
Wow.
It's on Blog Talk.
Well, I don't know.
It's on Blog Talk, and three hosts come back to back to back. One do an hour, then another person do an hour, and then another person do an hour.
Oh no!
So they sharing the premium plan. You know what I'm saying? But then they sharing all one audience.
No. You do two shows. You do 2 hours a show per day. So it's like you only do that time, and that's it. You don't do no 1 hour here, 1 hour there, and 1 hour there.
No, I'm just saying they doing that show, but they doing it with a 3 hour premium. You see what I'm saying? So they doing three shows all on one at one time on one show.
Oh, so it's like okay,
doing
my
one
show would be my show. Your second hour would be your show,
and then
Teddy's hour would be the third hour.
Yeah. So we sharing all one chat room, and we sharing one number. You know what I'm saying? Everything.
That's kind of stupid right there.
Yeah, I mean, because you don't get...
You don't get the widely expanded audience. You share your audience.
Yeah.
And so, plus, you know... You're not guaranteed that you're going to have an audience anymore. Say somebody likes your show more than my show, Smelly. They're like, fuck Goofy Bug, just listen to Smelly. Boom. That's how they did me with Miss Computer Lady. They're like, fuck Goofy Bone, we're going to listen to Miss Computer Lady. Oh, like that.
I don't
huh?
believe that, but,
So, you know, I try.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of fascinating, though. You know what I'm saying? If they all, let's say they got a talk show too. They don't have no variety show like us. You know what I'm saying? They got a, they just sitting there talking about shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that here. You know, people, we give you live entertainment on the road. Remote. Whatever the fuck you want to call it, remote broadcast. There you go. That's what I meant to say. Remote broadcast and all that. So that's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now it should have been the same. Now you should have got two pitches. I sent it right back to you. That should have went to Heavenly Angels. You should have got it. Bang.
I got it.
Now you're saying I should have an email?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just emailed you the file.
Let's go check.
Looking at it right now.
And the little PS, that's the PSD file I cut out. You know what I'm saying? You check out my award that I made.
Let's check it out. Yahoo Mail says, I got an email. There's the flyer. Who the hell are you? That's DJ Smelter. Oh, my God.
Did I lose you?
I know. I'm reading a flyer.
Yeah, porn music just cut off. Give you some porn reading music, read the flyer. See, I don't wanna put this out here, but I don't want them biting, you know what I'm saying, dick riding and shit, and then try to turn around and offer this shit. You know what I'm saying? That won't
so
want to send it to you.
Huh?
It's
the weed award.
Oh, no, I just sent that to you. That was a PSD I made.
Oh, okay.
I just cut it out. It was the actual, that's the actual Golden Globe Award.
Yeah, I know. It's got a
weird thing. Yeah, I cut the globe out, that motherfucker. Took that bitch off his pedestal, you know what I'm saying? There you go. Put that on the front of your car now, you know what I'm saying?
That's a cool flyer, but, I mean... Oh yeah, you got your email. There you go.
Is that enough shit? You know what I'm saying? That seems like that's a.
Oh man, you know what? Nothing's never enough shit. I don't care who you are. You think you got the bomb? Nothing's never enough. People want more. I'm tired. I stop making flies because it's like I put everything out there that you need to know. I was like, oh, but wait a minute, you know, well, what about this, and what about that? I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
But, be honest with you, by me reading it, I'd give you the $30. You know?
Is it legible? Can you read it?
You did not see or know what I meant with the who? Myrtle... Mendocino?
Evelyn, you still reading?
Yeah, I see it. I'm reading. Put your picture on there.
Okay.
Do it in the red and black letters. It makes it hard.
Yeah.
To...
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, make it hard to read.
Just do
okay.
It straight black.
You know what? Make okay. The background plain and white and do it straight black. And maybe have the happy face in the background. Maybe have the happy face in the background.
DJ smells so good in the background.
Yeah, have your face of you smiling, Smelly, in Vegas.
With your arms across.
Oh yeah, do the one where well, when Howard Stern and them called prank call you guys.
What was that? I ain't got no picture of that.
Remember your buff picture?
The buff picture.
You know the one with the
oh, the cutout on the T-shirt,
and the arms crossed.
Oh yeah.
No,
okay, I can do. Yeah, I have to get some pictures up and do a collage. That's what I can do. Do a collage like all Blog Talk friends and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You should do some highlights at the end of the year, Smelly.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Highlights and
shout outs
to the listeners.
That's coming up, man. You know, it's coming up, man. We got to do something spectacular to bring in, you know, bring in the new year in.
Remember the cocaine guys?
Yeah. But, you know, I already know, you know, my mom bought me a little notebook, you know what I'm saying, like a little mini notebook. So it's got Wi-Fi and all that shit built in. So, I'm going to be doing the shows, you know, strictly from the hood, really, starting next year, because then I can be out there and about stealing Wi-Fi, you know what I'm saying, and doing it live, and in person.
I know.
From the hood. Okay, so change up the lettering, background, basically change the whole fucking flyer because it sucks.
That's about it.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I was being nice about it now. Come on.
That's crazy.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
Nothing like friends, man.
God love, man. God love, but you gotta be able to take positive critique. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to take positive critique. And what y'all saying reflects, you know, the radio station. You know what I'm saying? That's just a fly I threw together. You know what I'm saying? It's just something I threw together. And, you know, that's not the permanent thing, though. That's, you know, send it out, see what people think about it, you know. Now you move on and make your corrections. Tighten it up. Bam. Now send another one back out.
You can do it for $29.95.
Yeah. Oh, man, make that look better. That $99.95 just something look better. Just looks better than just straight 30. You know what I'm saying?
$29.95
a month? Damn, man. All right. That sounds good. All right.
You know?
There we go.
Sounds cheaper. $29.99.
Yeah. And for
it
real,
it is cheaper.
Right. All right, here we go, people. We're manipulating the prices. I think I am.
Give them a deal for paying for a year ahead, you know? Knock off a month.
Fucking
well, see, that's packages. You know what I'm saying? That's like what Goofy, you know, done worked
out. Yeah, packages,
as far as,
you know.
Yeah, it's packages. So, I mean, we have to come up with you know, we have to come up with something like that. Brainstorm, come up with some package deals, bam. And everybody be like, oh, yeah, that's nice. All right. Only $29.95 a month. Damn, that look good. That just looked good by itself, you know what I'm saying?
But $29.95 a month?
Yeah.
So you losing 5 cents.
Shit. Who the hell going to give you $29.95? Man, take these $30 and keep it moving. Appreciate it.
I'll give you your 12 cents.
All right. That's plus tax.
Why don't you give me a little something, Heavenly Angel?
I'll tell Miss Computer Lady.
You know, the sad thing is, I'm gonna marry Miss Computer Lady. I'm gonna hit it, and I'm gonna get all mad because she ain't experienced. You know what I mean? Oh well, shit happens.
You can teach her, baby, but I'm sure she can teach you a few things.
I would love to see that happen. I would love to see that. Hey, y'all think Miss Computer Lady flexible?
What was that?
Y'all think Miss Computer Lady flexible?
But I think Miss Computer Lady is what?
Flexible.
Flexible.
I'm sure she can wrap her legs real good.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's all rub Miss Computer Lady's leg.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the pomegranate juice, though. I'm going to start drinking that shit.
I love Miss Computer Lady.
Yeah, I'm going to step
And I love her, too. That's my fiance. What you trying to say, Heavenly Angel? I'm a bad
She's
fiance.
Mine. She's mine.
She's your fiance? Y'all a bunch of prop haters?
We've been going behind your back.
Now, that's a show I need to address on my show tonight. Miss Computer Lady is licking the carpet.
Miss Computer Lady don't know nothing about it, though.
Licking the carpet. And,
licking the carpet.
Nice.
This is documented, people. It's
documented.
On 106.2 live tonight.
My son Boone.
I'm in it, people.
My son Boone went undercover to find out what's really going on with this computer.
Yeah, a little picture of Boone with a cam on his back and shit.
Shout out to my daughter, man. She just brought me some oatmeal with fresh apples and sugar in it. Yummy.
Oatmeal apples with sugar.
Yeah, she made some fresh oatmeal with cut up apples and cinnamon and some brown sugar.
Hmm.
I should put a big old camera on news where it looks obviously that you can see it. He's got a camera on.
You know what I'm saying? They make it blatant.
Like little undercover stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, man. That'd be hilarious.
Hey, we'll feature some of your artists on your flyer, too. You already got. How about that? You know?
Yeah, since the flyer sucks and it's not good enough.
Fucking sucks. I'll
take care of you.
Ass.
Bigger than the rest, and then some, you know, a couple smaller ones. Each with your feature art.
$29.95 sounds delicious.
Sure does.
I gotta try that.
Definitely not. When I do my $2 holler, that $2 holler sounds like the fucking deal. Versus.
Don't forget about the package deal, baby.
$5 for $10.
Holy
you know what I'm saying? Same deal. It just sounds.
I can give you a package deal, Evan.
Give it to me, baby. I'm ready to open it up. Bust it out.
Hey, people, this
Look,
is...
Heavenly Angel. I'll bust it out.
This is a family... family
family affair.
See, you're close to me, Heavenly Angel. I'll take the plane up there to go see you. That's how close you are.
Hey, it's walking distance, baby. airplane, anyway. 2 hours away.
Oh, man. If it was walking distance, Heavenly Angel, I would bother you every day.
Let's
bring
see.
Your son over.
Oh,
Boone's travel? Boone's get on plane?
No, he never been on a plane before. I don't think he could
laugh.
Never?
Never.
Nah.
Wow, don't you think it's time you start spreading your wings?
Heavenly Angel, this is my son right here we're talking about. I get very excited about him.
He's such a little cutie.
Like the other day I took Boonoo's, there's a little thing called Christmas in the Park, and there were some, you know, some thugs there, and they're all like, they're laughing at me, and one guy asked me, they're like, hey, why you got a little dog? So I'm like, because I'm not a bitch, why I need a big dog to back my ass up? And that motherfucker shut up.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, shut the fuck up.
Mind your motherfucking
business.
Put
him in your pocket, baby, right there.
Yeah.
Mind your motherfucking business, what you do. Shit.
Got 5 minutes now?
Yeah, 5 minutes after the VIP hour, people. We are.
Oh, shit, we've been on it for
3 hours?
Yep. Been into the VIP hour.
Might as well get it in there while you can, shoot.
Got it
free. Let me get a quickie, Heavenly Angel.
That's right. Mm. Nothing quick about 3 hours, baby.
Mm.
Let's hope not.
Hey, do you think on the free membership that they'll give you an extra hour, like a half an hour?
No.
<Shit. laughs> You better continue on what we're doing now.
Yeah, like what we're doing right now.
No, I doubt it, shit.
But see, what kills it is that you only get 3 songs to put on this motherfucker. So it's like your morning song, your intro song, your news song, and your outro song.
What?
Yeah, but that ain't with the premium package, though. That's with the basic package.
Yeah, that's with the basic.
Yeah, so you got, in order to keep everything, you got to go premium.
Which is what, $99.95?
No, it's $29.95.
Hey, Smelly, what are you smoking out there? What's your blunt you smoking out there?
White grape, white owl.
Oh, white owl? Yeah, that's what I smoke now. I like the white grape.
Yeah, that's what I'm on, the white grape.
Okay, yeah, them shits are good.
Yeah, them shits did it right.
Man, you got your black look, too.
This shit look hard in a bitch, man. This some cool shit. Y'all see this, y'all gonna be like, wow, that's hard. But just check your emails and shit, because it's gonna be an email.
Already done.
Hell no, nah, that is some hard ass shit. This is a hard ass program. Goofy, did you download this program?
I downloaded it, but I never uploaded it.
Damn, this bitch hit hard. Man, when you see what I'm finna send over to you, you gonna fucking open that bitch up and use it. Watch. Tell you, this shit is hard than a bitch. You want to be on the fly, brother? You might be on the fly.
Nah,
I appreciate it. Thank you, brother, for letting me put you on. I appreciate that.
Go ahead, put me on the fly if you want.
Hey, I like that.
No, I get embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
put you on the fly, man.
It's like, I don't want to steal the spotlight. You know, it's like, fuck. Like one time I was on somebody's flyer for their show, I was just saying that it just said guest appearance by Goofy Bone. And it didn't say anything else, and the guy's singing. So then whoever made the flyer made me look all big and made the guy look all small. And it's like, fuck, I felt all bad. I was like, damn, man. Because most of the people came to look for me. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, where's Goofy Bone? He's performing tonight. I was like, Bone, guess the parents. You know what I mean? Shit.
Right.
Are you sending it? Oh, shit.
Yeah, hold on.
Well, we're licking the blunt, a big old chunk of weed went in my mouth.
Hey, how you, you got pictures on MySpace, right?
Yeah.
It's, Straight Local all the way? What is it?
No, I got pictures of Facebook, too. Why, what's up? What do you need? You really putting me on the flyer?
Yeah, mother. Devin Angel, you want to be on the flyer? Shit, goddamn, we'll throw everybody on the flyer.
If you want to put me on there, go ahead.
Goddamn right.